We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chafei Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah taught us, Loisi Siyached Isha Yemoam, Isha should not be Miyached with a guy. And the Gemara is the obvious question. Ma Eskinin, Ilim Vachad, if it's talking about one guy and one Yiddish lady, they come and say, Gabi Shom Yishari. She's not Miyached even with Yiddish man. Forget about a guy. Even with two ladies, ish is asar b'yichud. Of course, with one lady is the issa yichud. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? There's an issa yichud with a guy. There's issa yichud with a guy. There's an issa yichud even with a yid. And for the Gemara on top of our base, Ella b'tlasa. We're talking about three men, and the halacha is one isha, Yisrael, with Israelis, with three goyim. Even though if it be three yidin, it would not be yichud. When it's three goyim, it is yichud. El betlasa. So, and Rashi explains, why do we say two? The truth is, even two, there's no yichud. By two men, Yiddish men, and one lady, there's no yichud. So Rashi says, the reason why we said three is because bederach, you need three. Just in case one of them has to go out to the bathroom, so you have to leave two with the isha. So that's the Gemara's answer. There's really three. And by a goy, even three goyim is still yichud. And one isha with three goyim is yichud. Right, the Gemara, forget about a guy, even a Yisrael could be Yichud Shtoweh. You know when? When the Yisrael is a Prutzah, when he's a Prutzah, they go say Gav Yisrael, a Paritz rather is the right way to say it, like Losh Zacha, a Paritz, when he's a Paritz, and that halacha is that if a Yisrael is a Paritz, even three of them, three Prutzim, they'll be Yichud. The Gemara's kash is, they go say Gav Yisrael, the Prutzim Yishari, Vatam, the Mishnah, the Isha Achas, Misechedes, Shayan Oshim, one Isha can be Yachbo to Noshim. Two men. Amr Abidom Ashmuel, Loshon Elab Ksherim. This is only true if they are ksherim. Ava prutzim, if they are prutzim, which means they're not ksherim, and they do have a tendency to do averus or znos, anything like that. Afila saranami, even if it's 10 yidin, 10 yisraelim stolz yichud, so what if mechashim legabe goy, even legabe yid? Every goy is a prutz, is a parutz. So every goy, even if it be a yid, it would be aser. So what's special about a goy? There's one time a story where 10 men took an isha out on a bed, and you see that, and it was out with her. So you see they're not embarrassed of each other. The reason why there's no yichud usually two men is because they're embarrassed of each other. By a parot, he's not embarrassed, and therefore there is yichud. So the question is again, what's special about a goy? A special didn't they shouldn't be miyachud a goy. You can't miyachud with a yid if he's a parot, even if you have five yidin, if he's a parot. If it's one yid, you can't have yichud with anyone. If it's two yidin, if they're a kosher, you could. But if they're a parot, even if it's 10 yidin, you can't miyachud. So of course, goyim also. If you're talking about a bunch of goyim, so that's why Yisrael also. So my answer is, I'll tell you what we're talking about, our Mishnah. We're talking about here, loitricha be'ishta imai. The guy has his wife with him, and still does isi yichud. His wife doesn't watch him because his wife also is mizan. His wife's used to this. This is regular by them. And by Yisrael, the isha watches him. So it comes out like this. The isi yichud, our Mishnah is talking about him, his wife is sitting there. In such a case, by Yisrael, it would be mutter because the wife would not let him be mizan with her. So therefore, there's no yichud. But by a guy, ishta imai will not work. There's no hetter called ishta imai. Pashtus ishta imai is only if you're in the same house. The ishta is in the same house. Not there's no din of ishta be'ir, like baila be'ir. And the loch is that for yichud, there's no yichud if the wife is in the house. So there's no yichud if the wife is in the house. But by a guy, there is an ishta yichud. And that's the mechidosh of our Mishnah. Frayt the Gemara, why do you have to come on to yichud? Stam, you know, just like a man is now miyach with a guy because of war b'shvichas domim. So here also, how is the isha lav miyached with a man? Forget about isha yichud. Isha shvichas dam. But typically, I'm shvichas dam. Why don't we say that it's also anyway to miyached because of shvichas dam? And for the Gemara Omar of Yirmiya. So we learn this Gemara Rashi's pshat, and then Mietz Hashem will try to speak out Tosis pshat. Omar of Yirmiya be isha chashuva skinon. We're talking about the isha chashuva who's close to the malchus. She's close to the government, and if we're scared to kill her, so there's no chash of killing her. Isha chashuva skinon. The mercy seminai that he is scared to kill her, and therefore it's only a problem of znus. Rav Idi Omar isha klizaina aleha, which means that since he can be mezana with her, he will not kill her, and that's what no problem should be resolved. So two truths him. Either pshat is we're talking about an isha chashuva, or we're talking about. Or we're saying that Isha, since she could be Mizana, so therefore there's no problem of Shvichas Domim. He's not going to kill her. There's only problem is Nus. So it comes out in either case. So Vekta Varkasha, my Benayu, what's the Nafkamina between both of them? Both of them are saying that there's a Chshash of Znus, And either way, the Shas is anyway. So what's the difference, lahalacha, between the two? That's your Rashi's question. Lahalacha, what's the difference between the two Terutzim? So Gemara answers, Isha chashuva be'anashim, shenei chashuva be'anashim. Where Rashi learns like this. The nafkamina will be a case where Isha is chashuva, is close to the government, so there's no chashash ritzicha, and the ene chashuva be'anashim means, and she's not yafa, she's mechuera, she's ugly. In such a case, we say that according to the first man, the Amar, there's no chashash znus over there. There's no chashash znus, because she's mechueras. But the fear of Idi Ba'avin, there is a chashash znus, like we'll read Rashi inside. Rashi is by the first wide lines. Rashi says, Ika b'na yishu chashuva b'en hashim, k'rev l'machas, v'ena chashuva b'en hanashim, ena yafa. L'rab yirmi dimukulav yishu chashuva, mashma chashuva b'en ha'anashim v'en hashim, because Rashi's actually word chashuva means that she's yafa as well, she's pretty as well. So Rabbi Yehuda says, talking about Isha Chashuva, the Krov Lamalchus, he, Veloy Katla, and I kill her. I'm sure Rai is equal to Mechus, the Yofi. So Hacha, where she's Chashuva, but she's not Chashuva Ben Hanashim, which is she's ugly, Shari Lechude. The Mishum Shvichas Dom Leka. There's no Chash Shvichas Dom because she's Krov Lamalchus, Krov to the government. Mishum Rai is Nami Leka, Dom Lecheresi. But Rav Idi, it's also the Yachid. V'kulich Hashil Erva. Because he says, Stoma, Isha Klizayin Elah. So that would be Nafkamina. Nafkamina will be a case where the Isha is closer to the government, so you can be Yachid, there's no problem with Ritzicha. I had a problem of Arayas, she's not Yafa. She's not Yafa, she's Mecha Eres, and therefore, it won't be a problem going to him. Rav Idi holds, either way, it's a problem, because the every Isha Klizayin Elah shall be Mezana. So that's the way Rashi learns in Afkamina. The Gemara says, "Tanya said Rav Idi Ba'avin." I'll bring a Raya to Idi Ba'avin. Aisha Avisha Shalom Ima, which means Avisha Shalom Ima. That means she's not gonna kill her because she has the Kli Zayin Aleha. So Avisha Shalom Ima. It's And this sounds like Rav Idi Ba'avin, who said that the reason why you don't kill her is not because she's close to the government, because she's Shalom Ima, because she always gives Zana. This way, she'll get out of the being killed. So it sounds like Rabbi Idi Ba'avin. That is Rashi's pshat in the sugya. Tosi has a few kashas. We'll speak at some of them. One kasha is that chashuva doesn't mean yafa. Here it's saying chashuva bein anoshim ve'ena chashuva bein anoshim. Rashi's teaching means she's not yafa. You don't write chashuva, you write yafa. Now chashuva doesn't sound like that. That's number one. And it's not a kasha that who cares if she's any yafa. A god is not so makbara mizana. The Gemara said before, he's mizana with a behema rather than a person. So obviously he doesn't care about a mukheres. So therefore, Tosfos has his own pshat, different pshat in the sugya. And Tosfos says that it first starts like this, that there's two different things. When the Gemara says an afkamina, it means two different things. Isha chashuva v'anashim and ena chashuva v'anashim. And he explains like this, that the Rav Idi's Teretz of Kli Zayin meant like this, that they don't kill ladies. It's like a chivalry. They don't kill ladies because they have rachmanis on them. So the first Teretz is, Rav Yehuda says, no problem, shuchas dom, because isha chashuva. The second teretz of Edith's teretz is Isha Klizayna Aleha means that they don't kill women. That's the two terutzim. What's nafkamina? Either way, they don't kill her. They don't kill either way. So nafkamina is one. Nafkamina is where she is. And the Marz Kasha, what's nafkamina in both of them? So Taisus says Vahochi Prusha Ikebenau Isha Chashuva Bein Anoshim. Taisus, want to read it and talk with me? Is the third wide line of Taisus, the middle lines. If you because he holds that there's no shvichas dam by isha chashuva, but there is a problem of arayis. Is a problem of arayis. Rav Ida, it's mutter, because he said that the reason why there's no shvichas dam because isha kli zayin amarach mila. So by isha chashuva there is an afkamina. You won't kill her, but there's a chashash arayis. So if you're the first man, the Amar, Isha Chashuva, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, is not a problem of Shvichas Domim, but it yet is a problem of Znos. Masha'ikin, Rav Idi holds that if someone's close to the government, there won't even be Znos either. Rav Idi says, the reason why we don't kill her, no Shvichas Domim, is because Kli Zayin Aleha, because there are Achronos on her. But we never spoke about Arayis one way or another. Fear him, maybe he holds that Isha Chashuva. There's no Arayis. See, the first man holds that Isha Chashuva takes care of the problem of Shvichas Domim as Mashma. There is a problem of Arayis. Rav Idi holds there's no problem of Arayis. So nafkamina number one between the two man diyam is for Rav Yirmiya, it's also Lisyached by Isha Chashuva, and according to Rav Idi, it's Mutu Lisyached. Why? Because there's no Chashash Arayis because Isha Chashuva. Now the second nafkamina would be a case where she's Eina Chashuva Ben Anoshim, that the Isha is not a Karv L'Malchus. So, and she's hanging out with other ladies. So the shaila is, she mutut the misyach with goyish ladies. The fear of Yirmiya, it's also a siyached. Why? Because since she's not chashuv, Zach Karv Malchus, the Zachshash, maybe they're gonna murder her. And the fear of Edi, the halacha is that she's mutter the siachid be'anoshim. The fear of Edi is mutter siachid be'anoshim. Why? Because it's the same way men have rachmanas on a lady, the ladies have rachmanas on her also. That's just two dafka mina. It's a whole different pshat in the Gemara. So we have Rashi pshat and Tosis pshat in the sugya here. Fear Rashi, like we said, and Tosis another pshat that the nafkaminas, two nafkaminas, if it's mutter siachid not. According to Rav Edi, there's a milo of chashivas gabi arayis. And another thing is that between Noshim, she won't get killed. Mashayin Gefir of Yirmiyah, if she's not close to government, even ladies will kill her. That's the two pshat in our Gemara. So the Gemara Vayta. Lo yisiachid odom imam. It says that a person should not misyach with a goy because of chshash of shvichas dom. Tana Rabbanon Yisrael, Shem Zdam, and lo yivichov, and mederach. Yisrael meets a goy on the street, and he's worried about his life. Toifle liyamino. He makes sure that the goy is on his right. This way he has his right hand, and he can grab him if he does something. Rabbi Shmuel, but no, Rabbi Yechon Roikom, it depends. Bisai, if the guy is holding a sword, usually the sword is on the left side of the guy. So if the guy is on your right, your hand could grab his hand when he tries to grab the sword, you grab his hand. So it's on your right side. Bisai, Tevli Amina. But Makal, usually a guy holds his right hand. So make sure he's on your left side. This, if he picks up the Makal, you grab it with your left hand. Tevli Lusmoilot. If they're going up steps or up a mountain, or you're going to be they're going down a mountain or down steps, lo Yisrael lamata. The Yisrael should not be lower than the goy, because this way he could push you. Eli Yisrael lamaylo. Yisrael should always be higher up. So if you're going up the steps, you should be in front of the goy and let the goy be a little bit to your side that you can grab him. When you're going down, put the goy in front of you. Eli Yisrael lamaylo ve'uchav lamata. You don't have to push you. Even in a straight land, don't bend in front of him. Shema yorutz eskul glossai. Maybe he'll crush your skull because he'll give you a kick while you're bending down. Shalu lechen ha'ilich. If he asks you how far you're going, yachv lezderach. Tell him further than you're really going. You're going 1 mile, tell him 2 miles. This way, wait 2 miles away and you'll get off before that. Gederach, we find in the Torah, I think. Gederach also Yaakov Avinu le'esav. Harashad, chsiv zed in the pasuk. That Esav told Yaakov, I'll walk with you. She said, no, go ahead. Until I come to you. Harashad, ovi el adoini seira. V'chsiv, then he stopped earlier. Yaakov nasa su koisa. He stopped earlier. So you see this idea right from Yaakov and Esav. Don't tell him exactly where you're going. Tell him a little further away. And you get off the road before that. And we bring two maises to support this idea. Maise v'talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Shehochem l'chsiv. They were going to chsiv. Pogrom and listen. There was these robbers. Pashas, they were Jewish robbers. They wanted to rob them. Amru lahem. Lana tach. Where are you going? They want to rob them in broad daylight. So they asked them, innocently, where are you heading? And they made up a story. They left. They left the road, and they went to Chziv. Omru lahen, Ma'aser Listim met up with them again in broad daylight. They couldn't do anything. He says, Tamidim yatem. Who's Tamidim? You knew this good shtick. Omru lahem, Tamidim Rabbi Akiva. I'm a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. We're a Tamidim Rabbi Akiva. Omru lahem. So the Listim said to them, Asher Rabbi Akiva, praise Rabbi Akiva, Tamidim. So pogabem adam ram oilam. No one ever was able to do anything bad for them because they are so smart. And they say, and they knew this plan for Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, no, my. So Rav Nasha va ozul lebei Toirasa. Rav Nasha was going to the city called Beit Toirasa. Pogu beganovi. Ganovim, Jewish Ganovim again, met him, banged into Rav Menashe. Omru lei, l'anha kaz, where are you heading? I'm going to Pumbadisa, Kimot Beit Toirasa. L'maisa, we count the Prasa Parash. He left the road. He didn't go to Pumbadisa. So Omru lei, Tamid Yehuda Ramoyat. You're Tamidim of Yehuda Ramai, of Rav Yehuda. He called him a Ramai because he tricked me. You said you're going away to Pumbedisa. That's what the Ganavim said. Amalu Yadisulei. Why, you know him? You know that he's a Ramai? He said, Amalu Hu. So Rav Nasha told these Ganavim, these robbers, Yadisulei, you know Rav Yehuda is a Ramai? Hey, Rabbi, Lahavo Hana Inshav Shamte. You guys should go into Shamta. You should go into his Klala. His Shamtei means his. You should go under the spell of his Shamtei. Like Rashi says, Visha Odom Godol v'Shamtei Chayla. Like his Cherem is Chal. You should be under his spell of Cherem. And it happened like that. Also, Ovdu Genevasa, they tried to work in the Geneva profession for 22 years. They were not Matzliach. Given the Chazu, they saw that something's wrong. Also, Kulu Tavu Shamtei. All came back to ask Mechila and take off their Shamtei. V'Havavu Echad Girdina. There was one girdler, one tailor. Again, we're on top of Chavav and Aleph. There was one tailor, Lo'asa, L'shuri Shamte. He didn't come to annul his Shamte. And you know what happened to him? Ochla Ari, a lion ate him. Hainu Dar Minchi, that's a saying people say about the tailor, a certain tailor, Gerdonad Lai Taizen, a tailor that's not an onov, Shata Batsu Mishnei. He will lose years from his life. Like you see, he got killed over here. So we have two stories with Listim. A story in Rabbi Kiva, which was in Eretz Yisrael, and the story of Rabbi Menashe, which was in Bavel. And the Listim in Eretz Yisrael were much more by Kavadik. They said, Ashri Rabbi Kiva Tamida. Mashenkin here, they made fun of the Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, they made fun of Rabbi Yehuda. So Tachazi, Gemara ends off with Tachazi, Mabin Ganvi Bavel of Listim in Eretz Yisrael. See the difference between a Ganav in Bavel and a Listim in Eretz Yisrael. A Listim in Eretz Yisrael, the armed robber in Eretz Yisrael, was Mesaper Beshvachoy of Rabbi Kiva. Mashenkin, a Stam Listim, Stam Ganav in Bavel, or they were embarrassing Adam Gadol. See the difference? Someone who's there saw how big of a madrega is in that. Even the listim are better.